Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Welcome to another edition Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM in Madison, and then also 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw in Waukesha. Caw-caw! And I don't know how much longer this hour from here will be heard out there, or if they're changing it already, but at least we're still heard here in Madison, right? The too far left. Anyway, summer's half over, and can we rise before the fall, Jason?
What's going on, man? How are you feeling about what's transpired this week?
Well, I mean, let's talk about some of the things that transpired first before we even talk about, like, the Wisconsin Senate race. Because I'm okay with whichever Democrat is running, obviously. You and I talked before. I told you what I was upset about, and that's kind of the way they went around doing it, and it just reminds me of, you know, when you think you're going to have an election and everybody drops out of the race and everybody, you know, endorses the other one, and you kind of wonder, well, you know, that's not, why did you have the primary then? I mean, couldn't you guys all got together at the beginning and figured this out? And I hate polls and I hate all that other stuff. And it's like, I'm not going to get in on this one. Okay. That's what I'm going to say.
I gotcha. Hey, I got one quick thing, you know, for whoever's listening, Democratic Party, you want to coin this, go for it. But you should be all the social posts for your run for, if it's Mandela Barnes or whatever now, just to do hashtag non-Johnson, hashtag the non-Johnson. Okay. And then that's what people vote for, the non-Johnson. That's what I'm voting for.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot. So at least we got some slogans coming out already. And mine was, you know, it's always been, my slogan for Ron Johnson is less Ron Johnson, not moron Johnson.
Got a couple of good ones there.
Well, yeah.
You should probably pay us for those, you know.
That is, you know, I've always been accused of being a bumper sticker every 5 to 10 minutes, right? So I have some serious value. But are we going to rise up against this, oh my God, fanatical religious push to the top?
Ooh.
are you nervous and scared?
I mean, I am.
I am not.
You're not?
Okay. No.
All right.
This battle between good and evil has been fought since the beginning of time. And I'm totally okay with, like, kicking ass against evil.
All right.
And you know what? It's not a violent thing. But since I brought it up that way, I just said kicking ass. Let's get this. My friend, okay, he's 60 years old. I'm 61. We were, like, a year apart in high school, right? And he went to a different school than me, but we were both in wrestling, and he placed at state the year after I graduated. So I waited a year before I went to college, and then all of us wrestlers, you know, gathered up at Whitewater. Great school to go to if you're a drunk and at this point a Republican fascist bastard, because I know all the legislators that have come out of there. And
well, Whitewater's turned some things around now. They do have some nice programs, especially for people needing to do, like, remote classes and stuff. I know some good friends that have utilized Whitewater to get a second degree or whatever. And so that setup is nice. I can't speak to, you know, the on-campus life, but I know some people that used it.
Say, if I had just focused on education and not mixing with some of this,
what would you be right now?
But anyway, okay, I'm sorry. I went on and on, but we were on the wrestling team together, right? Yeah. And I was the starting 118-pounder, and the only reason why I was, we didn't have wrestle-offs against each other. We practiced and stuff, but I was going to tournaments and placing higher than the guys that were also at my, or if they even bothered going, because I got my ass kicked a couple times, okay, by big colleges, you know, going to the Northern Open in Madison and wrestle Iowa, Iowa State, Oklahoma, and maybe run into my own brother was All-American at Indiana State and at my weight. Thank God he was sick that weekend. He did not. He did not get in. But I think I won two and I lost two. And one of them I got squawked. They call it when you guy tucks your head under and you go, ah, because you think your neck's going to break. So you flip over onto your back and try to pin yourself because it's not feeling good at this point. That was the only time I got pinned in college and in high school.
Did they let you tap out? Like if you're in a really bad
spot? No, I tapped my own ass out, man. Oh, yeah. I forced my other shoulder down. I was like, I mean, my nose was pasted to my bicep over here, and I could see a little bit of spray of blood. So, it wasn't fun, okay? It never was fun wrestling in college. It was fun in high school because there were things called fish back then, and some of your matches were easy. None of these are. It's all guys that either didn't accomplish what they wanted to. So, anyway, he's talking about, I'm recovering, you know, he had a minor stroke earlier. There's nothing minor about a stroke, but thank God it didn't, like, you know, debilitate him. And then he got hit by a car, right? And so he's talking about how he's almost 100%. Now, back in Whitewater, freshman year, he ended up breaking my wrist in practice, okay? And I wrestled a couple times. I was like, damn, something just happened there, man. That did not feel right. Mm. And I kind of knew, you know, but I didn't get, like, nauseous like you usually do when you, like, break a bone or something. So we had a tournament coming up, and cutting weight was a drag, and I'm, you know, I'm wrestling 118, which would have been easy now that I have cancer. I've been below that. I could have wrestled 105, but I wouldn't have been much alive. So anyway, he's talking about he's getting better, you know, and I said, man, I'm missing a kidney, cancer, emphysema, sciatica. I'll still kick your ass. And he says, which I didn't get to see because he didn't see the comment right away. But I laughed when I said it, right? You know, a little emoji laughing. And it says we're friends. And so he says, yeah, just try it. I'll break your arm over and over and over and over again. Because he broke my arm at practice. Well, the next morning, I'm like, booted for 24 hours, you know, for violence, you know, and I'm like, oh, come on, that's outrageous, you know. Yeah, we were roommates after, you know, college a while, you know, he knew my wife, and then after I got separated, I went to Illinois and started working with him, stayed in the same apartment, and yeah, it was great, right? I got a good friend back, you know, that was college buddies, and so then he calls me. I sent him a message. He calls me on Facebook with the video. So there he is. I think he was partying. It's pretty late, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to answer it. And because we haven't talked to each other in several years now, about seven or eight maybe. And he's had some bad things happen to him. So, all right, I'm going to answer it. And he starts laughing, and he says, yeah, man, they warned me for saying that about breaking your arm over and over and over again in violence. And I'm like, Nobody put that into Facebook. That's like an automatic. And then I made a comment on another friend of mine. See, and here's a lot of the things. I get booted off on.
So you're saying Facebook warned him for that comment?
Is
that
But they gave me a 24 hours, you know, because what? I really, what? We're not friends, and
but you're in the
I didn't explain that.
You got penalty boxed? Okay.
Which, I mean, I say a lot worse of things. Come on. It was obviously we're messing around with each other, especially with the way his comment came back, and he's laughing, and he laughed at what I said. Oh, well. Anyway, that's the way it goes. But it always happens to me and the friends of mine that are non-white when we're joking around between each other. I think that's what it is. Now, do they have an algorithm that does that? I don't know. But he knows my wife. We were roommates. You know, I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. So I got to be careful. So and another guy, you know, he's talking about Herschel Walker. And I said, oh, yeah, man. And you know, he doesn't even know that the crackers are laughing at him, not with him. And Facebook goes, hey. You know, it's just, this could get you. I'm like, okay, delete it, man. And then I send him a message. And he's going, no way, man. You got to say it. You got to. And I'm like, dude. Then I showed him my Facebook jail inmate thing. No, I'm not doing it. I'm trying to stay on because, yeah, believe it or not, I have a lot of fun when I'm on Facebook. I don't do a lot of stressing out. I mean, I'll bring a subject up, you know. I was like, wow, $1.1 billion lottery ticket. Well, hell, that's enough to run for school board nowadays. And I got a lot of reactions out of that. I think a lot of people understand that money is what wins elections. But see, that's the thing about Mandela that we were, you know, is kind of cool, right? It's different. It's the person with the big money isn't still on the ticket or still in the race. You know, who knows,
right,
you know?
Right.
But these far right people, I mean, Marjorie Taylor, oh no, she's a Christian being persecuted.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love when they just
quote
themselves.
She's a Cro-Magnon being called out for what she is.
That's the part that's scary to me is they cloak themselves in the, you know, the Christian cloth and it's
what?
Like, Jesus,
is somebody trying to tell me that she leads some kind of moral behavior within a religious organization?
Please do not tell me she's advising anyone about how to be a human being because it's...
No, she's talking about Christianity and what that means. And then you got, Doug Mastriano was the worst. Gracious. He was talking about, you know, we need Christians and we need moral leaders. And he says the best times in American history were when we had conservative Christians in power. And he said those were the greatest times of wealth. And I just, at that point, I just stopped and I was like, greatest time of wealth reminds me of Jesus a lot, doesn't it? You're the anti-Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't have to say the Antichrist either. I can say you guys are anti-Jesus.
There you go.
You really are.
I like it.
Even though you're listening to the Antichrist. See, because I can't determine who goes to heaven or hell if there's a story that ends that way. Well, you know I already believe in purgatory first, right? The recovering Catholic.
Yeah. You've been clear about that. Dude, everyone knows that it's been better when you were ruled by the white Christians. Like, are you?
Do they consider what Native Americans and you know African Americans and Mexican Americans and Asian Americans and anybody that's something American in this country because we're the great melting pot, right? Send us your hungry and your weak and your poor, and we'll welcome them into this great land of ours. And then the people on that listen to that far right nonsense, they actually believe that people coming in get a free meal ticket and all this money and stuff. And I'm like, well, you know, if people are really that jealous, oh yeah, turn it up. Because worlds are colliding right now. Mine with the far right Christian fanatic. Anybody with me? (844) 967-2789 if you want to call in. I'm feeling pretty good. Maybe I'll take everybody today. What do you think? Oh, we'll even take Jeff's guitar clinic. Yeah, go to jeffsguitar.com. It's outside of Stoughton. Nice area. And yeah, he's got everything your guitar needs for all its ills or non-ills. And he's got some handmade guitars and really reasonably priced. And a studio if you're interested in maybe recording or doing that podcast that we've never gotten around to. What do you think? Should we do that?
Absolutely.
What night is the best? Sunday?
My schedule's a mess.
Well, yeah. That's why I said.
Get back to you on that.
Okay. Because, yeah, we should have been jamming on that. I mean, it's halfway through summer. You should see my tomatoes up to my chest. All of them. The guys that were doing the solar roof were just really impressed with it. They're like, look at them. And I'm like, yeah. And I lost some. So Don't be dropping anything over the edge or falling on them, you know.
Yeah, don't mess with my tomatoes.
Don't be breaking your back on my mom's yard, falling off the roof on top of my tomatoes.
That's right. Right on.
So anyway, it's worked out that every time I go out there, especially with my Beefmaster, and I really love Beefmasters. Nothing bigger and juicier, and it fits a whole sandwich. And they keep getting this little rot on the bottom because they're turning into like double tomatoes, and a blossom is affecting them. And so I've been watching them by the hour, all my tomatoes going out there. As soon as I see that first development of a tomato, time to get that blossom off. You should see all the green ones I have with no problems on the bottom. Oh, who do you got?
Hey, we got Wisco Paul.
Wisco Paul, Saturday afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Michael? Anybody but Johnson, because, you know, he's not going to do anything about the environment, you know. The environment's the thing.
It is quite a bit like anybody but Trump, isn't it, you know? So again, it's not going to be hard for me to make a choice on voting, but, one of these days.
You even broke down and voted for Hillary, you know.
That is how bad Trump was. Of course I voted for Hillary, even though it just, it's like, what do they say that we'd, like, you know, bring a barf bag with you?
Well, I don't think the GOP will be satisfied till every living thing is dead in this country. I mean, if you look at I just got a question. You know, I think somebody last week called in about, you know, taking salt out of the water for out west and using ocean water. But these clowns, why in the world would you want to pipe Mississippi water to Arizona or Great Lakes water to wherever in the West and screw that up? I mean, that's you could change the whole environment in the Mississippi and the Great Lakes by doing something like that. And I just, whoever that was, Michael, that said I can't even say the name. I think the Saudis do it. They take salt out of the ocean water, and then they have water. I just done that simple question.
Yeah, but they don't have any golf courses except made out of sand, I heard, pretty much. Hey, way to go, Americans. See, I'll tell you what it is. It's the selfishness, Paul, of the human being, and in particular some golfers. And I saw some really good pushback from some legitimate golf people that are just sickened by all this, and, you know. So you got progressives and you got Trumpers in the golf leagues.
Well, I guess I look at it this way: the Democrats are the lesser of two evils, because, you know, the Republicans, they don't care about the environment. All they care about is corporations and money. But if anybody knows about that, taking salt out of the water, feel free to call in and tell Michael, and then I'll learn something today. So anyway, environment, environment, environment. That's how I vote now, Mike. Pass the phone on the radio. Thanks.
Hey, man, thanks for calling. But I'll tell you what, if I have to worry about taking salt out of the water, especially when we put salt in our water to make it soft, and it's kind of ironic, isn't it, Paul? I always turn it off, but see, then your pipes will clog up and destroy everything, so... Right. I am not the scientist, but again, once the ocean reaches the shores of Wisconsin, then I'm probably going to have to be concerned, right? Shark Week 2052 off the coast of Wisconsin. As I told you, man, the map shows. And if you don't believe that in, you know, that much time, that in 30 years, some of the states in this country are going to be underwater and a lot of islands are going to be gone and we're going to see, what? You think we'll see any more fires before the year's over?
Let's talk about the weather, man.
Hey, if you live in Wisconsin,
right, this little bubble,
it's like, been awesome here, like the center of the universe, man.
And all these other places, what? I mean, geez.
Yeah, like 80 degrees. Nice. I mean, usually, yeah, you know, August starts to cook a little bit at the end, but this isn't too bad. This isn't really that far from normal. But actually, it kind of is, you know, 50-some at night. Okay, a couple minutes left, but people are going to have to rise up and start making decisions like that, aren't they? I mean, look at what I did. I started planting all these, you know, garden stuff around the house and talked my mom into putting solar on, right? Now I'm seeing, I mean, that was one of the most popular posts I've made in a long time. I posted that yesterday at 3 p.m. today. My mom's house is solar. Answered any of the questions the best that I could.
Yeah.
The workers are cool. You know, I said, hey, you know, maybe this Joe Manchin bill, huh?
Hey.
Well, yeah, but let's talk about that when we come back, because my first post after that was F Joe Manchin.
Oh,
still. Like the song, I do love you, F Joe Manchin.
I thought you were gonna come around on him now. Manchin would be your guy now.
Oh well, at least if CJ's listening, all I want to say to him today is thank God for Joe Manchin, huh?
The one thing I appreciate about you, man, is you don't flip.
No, and not much of a flop either. Well, I don't know. I guess some people think I'm a flop, but I'm okay. That's what I told people. I'm okay with being me. Man, I was ready to come off my disability with that winning lottery thing and then give like almost all of it away, right? I don't think people believe that most of us would actually do that. We weren't like, you know, who knows, after tax and lump sum, 600 million something, 700 million.
Wait, how do we know when we're done?
We'll know.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much. You tell me that you love me so. You tell me that you care. But when
I need you, baby, but baby, what?
You're never there.
They're never there. Ever there. So, and I'll just give you an example. Since I don't know why Joe Manchin decided to come around. Maybe the fact that Bernie Sanders came out and said, before we go back to the phones here, but that Bernie Sanders says that he's tanking Joe Biden's administration and saying it, you know, with vim and vigor on, oh yeah, national news, right? News outlet. Hey, that's what it takes to stand up against an evil man like Joe Manchin. And I know a lot of good, hardworking activist people, progressives in West Virginia that have been pressuring and pressuring him. All. Maybe something changed there. But I'm still kind of like really surprised that he would sign on to something that would help America. Right? You must just thought of this week, huh? And then compared to what? Oh, my God. Republicans. Yeah. What did they do? Yes, they voted to support veterans who are suffering from burn pits that are used in the military. And then 25 of them said, nah, really? I mean, everybody saw John Stewart. But he was, you know, John Stewart's cool, man. I really kind of was bummed out when his show ended, but he went on to bigger and better things, which is like real activism. And it's not just on this, but he has really strong issues about, you know, veterans and police and fire after 9/11 and everything else. He, you know, those are his people, man. Good, hardworking guys with that accent that are fun to listen to, right? Hey, who you say we got somebody on there?
Yeah, real quick before we go to that. Yeah. You know, you just maybe what happened to Manchin, kind of bringing back to the opening of your show, was he felt pinned. Maybe he had his nose on his bicep and was like,
I'll stick him.
I got to tap out here. You know?
You know, he was a football player, and that's how he elevated himself through the ranks to being such a great man, right? Football players. All right. Hey, Nick. Nick in Madison. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing today?
Well, actually, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I feel strong. I'm cocky and overconfident, as always.
Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say, you know, I was listening a little bit before and kind of where you're talking about how, you know, we just have, this is what got me about, you know, because, you know, I'm a conservative, but I cannot stand Trump. And a lot of my Trump supporting friends say, you know, it's a binary choice. Well, it doesn't have to be, because the primary is what makes it a binary choice. And the primary is what makes someone who has a plurality not a majority, a plurality, be the candidate. And so then all of a sudden we have to choose between if a cow poops and it's a Holstein and it's a Jersey, it's still a cow poop. I don't care. I'm choosing between one of those two. So that, I think that's a problem with the system that we need to change, because on each side, we can get better candidates, because you just said you didn't want to vote for Hillary, but you did because she wasn't Trump. I get that. I didn't want to vote. I never voted for
more of the same or utter destruction was what it was. You know, it's always more of the same or utter destruction. It's what it's been for a long time, man. But I gotta tell you, man, your guys' primaries, you know, since Trump won that thing, I don't know if you noticed the primaries aren't going well for conservatives. Okay. I mean, unless you're doing the binary choice of, I'm just going to take them because they're Republican. They won. But that was the problem with Nancy Pelosi's strategy. Again, Democrats and their strategy of elections. Okay. You're going to pour a whole bunch of money. And the thing about her in the past, I've watched her pour a whole bunch of money into conservative Democrats, moderate Republicans, call it what it is. We've moved that far. Over progressives for long enough that I don't like her very much at all, and I can guarantee you that she doesn't like me back. But to put money into Trumpers to try and get them to win because you think your candidate's got a better chance to win against theirs, and then you come off like this uber intellectual, up above everybody else kind of, I don't know why they don't understand that. First of all, they're not really uber intellectuals to me.
Well, here's the thing, you know, and that, first of all, that kind of puts their, they lost the moral high ground at that point. And also, if an actual someone who isn't a Trumper, if a Democrat could actually beat them on the merits, you'd think they would just be supporting them. Why aren't they doing that?
Because, man, you said it. Look, they both... All right, and thanks for calling, Nick, and I don't have control of the buttons or anything, but that's this loyalist, you know, blue versus red kind of stuff, and that's why I get upset when it's always got a blue no matter who, and it does matter who. But I got to tell you, Nick, your party doesn't look like anybody with a lot of the values and morals and ethics that you're talking about is coming anywhere near this, because if... You think Clan DeSantis is a good... I mean, these guys want to end taxes and health care. You know, nope, sorry, unless you're lucky enough to be one of those that sells out to get a job that has insurance and stuff, because that's this divided... It's not a United States of America, and it hasn't been ever, probably. I mean...
No, it's the DSA, man. Come on.
Yeah.
DSA. Look,
it's like repeating history. Is go ahead.
The moral, you know, the moral high ground. Like, okay, Nick brings up, and I can understand it. Like, I don't like the strategy either. Like you're talking about, I don't like it at all. Al Franken said he didn't think it was the right thing to do. Totally agree. Like, just let them be whatever their voters are going to choose. Okay, you just rock with it. You don't. It can't be just all about winning. Although you got to win and make change. I totally get it. But at the same time. This whole idea of any sort of moral high ground in politics anymore, just forget about it. It's not there. Trump in his last 4 years and everything that's gone on and been said publicly and displayed publicly and encouraged and embraced publicly, is blown out any sort of moral high ground. So I guess you just got to win at this point. But for me, I'm going to try to vote for the most decent human being, the most decent. So give me more decent human beings to vote for, and you got my support.
Well, most of the time, it's the most decent human being, they'll tell you, is the one that has the most money. Oh, yeah. You know, that. Go throughout history.
Come on, man.
All the kings and queens were nice to people, man.
Weren't they? Yeah, sure.
Boo! Boo! The poor people throwing stones because they can't get potatoes to eat. We're not almost done, though. This is just the next break, right?
Yeah, yeah. Did you you got anything else you want to talk about Aaron Rodgers' entrance to Packers training camp?
Hey, don't I kind of look like it?
I think you would have pulled that off better than him. Oh my goodness.
There's something seriously wrong with this guy. There's also something seriously wrong with my feeds on this clown. On every day, there's a whole bunch of, oh, guess what Aaron Rodgers thinks, and guess what he did today and stuff. And I was like, but I got to say, that wasn't even the best Nicolas Cage look in the movies he's been in. That lame-ass white stringy T-shirt. And
I was okay
with the hair, obviously. You know?
Yeah,
And the handsome face and everything.
I mean, it's the only thing Rodgers could try to pull off, but it's just like...
Did you see the way he was walking, too?
My God, dude.
Like he didn't think anybody was watching or filming or anything, right? He's Hollywood. He's Hollywood, man. And the guy's, his favorite receiver, booked to closer to Hollywood, man.
Yeah, and you know what was hilarious? Is like, so the Packers did this whole, you know, well, we're back video and da da da. All the other guys just walking in, running in. Hey, how are you? Happy. And he's got to do this. It's like, just because you do that doesn't mean he does it for attention, but it certainly doesn't give you any more cred in the locker room, bro.
Well, hey, at least it's working out for his star beer guzzling at the Bucks thing. But David Bakhtiari,
he's
not going to play all year. It's all right. But, you know, at least he got paid the whole time, right?
He's gotten paid a lot to chug a few beers at Bucks games, I'll tell you that. Holy
not even too stupid to be embarrassed, right?
Sorry, man. I just, with training camp starting this week and that whole ridiculous display, I wonder what you thought.
I think Aaron Rodgers might be too stupid to be embarrassed at that. In fact, I'm convinced of that because he's been selling it for a whole year.
He's become such a joke.
Oh, yeah, but some people be like, oh, come on, you know. It's basically, you know, kind of like Brett Favre, too. I mean, yeah, he was great, and then he started doing all this. Oh, God, I got an ick, you know, ick Favre. Ick Favre and ick Rodgers, too, because I just... They could have done so much good.
Yeah, use your platform
instead of being
good.
Selfish, right? Because they didn't do this all on their own. They had great receivers. Yes, they made great plays, but there's always a bunch of guys on the other end. That's why they call it a team like us, right? We'll be back. I don't know. Did you see Mick Mulvaney on CNN?
I did not.
John Berman in the morning?
I did not.
You know, when the show is live, it's kind of hard to fix a mistake. Let me run it for you.
Okay.
You know, he was basically being questioned about January 6th, and here's what Mick said. I was long gone from the White House by January 6th. Yes, I was involved with the campaign, but I was not involved with the planning for the riots or any planning for the rally on that day. I saw John Berman's eyes kind of go like this, you know, because he looks kind of Muppety anyway, and his eyebrows go, I mean, he's funny, though.
Which Muppet does he most resemble to you?
Well, he doesn't look quite like, no, I can't think.
Is it the chef or?
No, it's somebody with the... With a brow like that,
right.
I don't,
the chef,
you know,
didn't really have any eyes.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I didn't mean to throw you off. Continue.
No, but I mean, I had to play it back like four times so that I could actually hear and write it down. It's what he said. He just, I mean, come on, is that just a slip of the Trumpian tongue or something? Something.
Boy. Wow.
Okay, but anyway, let me ask you this question. For the end of the show, if anybody wants to get in, 1-844-967-2789.
Yeah.
And I'll ask you, you know, what do you think when the attorney general comes out and says that nobody is above the law?
I would say that's a sound statement, reasonable statement.
Oh, you wouldn't say, I mean, words like that come to my mind to not say on the radio. That,
well, it seems like nobody's above the law. It seems like that's pretty fundamental to keeping things.
Well, then, you know, why are people that aren't above the law, you know, always getting away with all these really high crimes against, you know?
I would say it's not an accurate statement, but I would.
Thank you. No, that's what I meant. Yeah. But doesn't it make you want to say BS?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But come on. Cops are above the law. Legislators are above the law. I mean, you really got to get smoked, right? This one, yeah. Be it the guy on his bike did go through the red light. The city councilwoman just went through the intersection and just sent him flying, man. And he wasn't hurt that bad. But she's like, no, I'm not going to step down and stop doing what I... And I don't know if she was a Democrat or a Republican. I was trying to find out because it wouldn't matter to me. Yeah, you hit somebody, even if that... You don't drive away, run away. Most reasonable people would stop and say, oh, my God, why'd you go through the red light, dude? Are you okay? Because he kind of was okay. Oh, who you got for me?
We got Martina.
Martina, I've been wondering about you and worried about you.
Hey, Mike. I'm still here.
Thank you.
One way or another, by God.
Exactly. Yes, thank God. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, but my comments about Mansion, you know, Eastern Kentucky, which is having all that terrible flooding, and Western West Virginia are very closely akin. And I wonder if he sees the handwriting on the wall where he's going to have to come to Biden and ask for federal disaster.
Oh, he's already declared it disaster, so he didn't even have to ask. I mean, that's a funny thing about it, Martina, is that when something like that happens, it shouldn't be any politics. And most of the time, I've noticed where there isn't politics involved. But not recently. It's been wacky.
It has. It's been so nuts. Well, listen, nice talking with you.
Oh, thank you.
Keep in touch.
Yes, I will. I got your number or somewhere. You know, I had to change my phone, but I know. And you know what? I'll give you a call when we'll have a conversation and coffee or tea or something.
Won't that be good?
It would. All right. I'll talk to you.
Love you.
Bye. Yep. Love you too. See, people that you meet at the beginning of a movement, of a people's movement, a peaceful people's movement, because you know what? She's always been on missions to help people after these disasters, working and volunteering with the Red Cross. So, and I'm going to give her the great shout out for that because, yeah, people in the Red Cross and these rescue people, they are the heroes. And the legislators that ignore all this stuff that's happening, they're the zeros.
Just think if we had, I talked about decent humans. Martina's better than decent. If we had people like that in politics.
Hey, did you say Jeff's Guitar Clinic again? You didn't, did you?
No, hang on.
Because we forgot last week.
We did, and we got another call coming in, but we'll get this one first here.
There you go. Okay, man. Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Just go to jeffsguitar.com. Get all the details on some really nice videos. You said we got a call. Do you know who it is?
Yeah, it's Joe, and I think he's probably ready to go, so we'll just go to Joe. You're coming on air, man. Let's go.
Joe's always ready to go.
Oh, man, dude, I was air jamming guitar to that wicked lead, man. Is that Jeff playing that guitar?
No, I think that's Jason playing one.
Oh, no, it's not me. That's my friend Brad Miller. He and my brother have
a little band. Yes, that's right. I got the T-shirt. So, I just need to cut off the sleeves, Jason.
Yeah, he's an incredible guitarist, 100%.
I'll wear it next time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you played some of that music, man. I'll tell you what, I was very impressed with that band, by the way. So shout out to those guys.
Local talent.
Hey, you know, right, man. And if I was back there today, I'd be going to that Atwood festival. I got a buddy who's heading down there, made me jealous, you know. And
hey, listen, we got buddies, Rocker John and Allison Rocker, a husband and wife team that basically line it up every year. And of course, Crudy's going to be there, but I think, you know, Pizza Box Mike is going to, like, you know, avoid the crowd again.
You're the most social, antisocial guy.
Exactly.
Right?
See, a friend of mine, my friend says to me, the one that, you know, I get kicked off for 20 more, and he says, I'm like, I don't like people. And he goes, they don't like you either. And I'm like, good. You know, they started it, Joe. I don't just not like people. You have to be like really just not a nice person, man.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, man. You know, I don't know what there's a decency issue going on, and it's in politics. But, you know, I want to follow up on what Martino was talking about. And it was, you know, the point is that pressure works on Joe Manchin. And, you know, letting him run around destroying everything and not – and his popularity went up by 16 points. We never set the record straight in West Virginia on what a creep that guy is.
Well, if they'd have put a tourniquet where he needed one, around the neck, so to speak, you know, stop the bleeding. But no, look, there's a lot of people that in every state we got this problem, don't we? Voting against their own best interest and the future of the planet and their grandchildren. What a great idea! But we won!
Yeah. You know, Sinema, she dove down, man. She, you know,
I think she's toast. I really do, because they'll primary her. They already, you know, there were a lot of organizations in Arizona that kind of shut her down, man. I think she backed off. She's still a loser, and I think they'll get rid of her.
Yeah, they will. Ruben Gallegos is going to run against him. Run against her, and yeah, man, I think she is just going to get shown the door here in 24. So, but, you know, Democrats, take notice. Pressure works. Going and setting the story straight in West Virginia. Manchin said himself, he goes, man, I was being ostracized by, you know, every time I walked in a room. Good. That's the way it should be. And you know, these guys just, you know, this justice and legislation to the highest bidder. You know, I don't know, man. I actually think that we are starting to see some formulation in the Democratic Party. And as each and every day goes by and Nancy Pelosi gets a day older, I cannot wait for all those clowns to leave, because that's when we can really start, you know, making something happen. 'Cause this is not working. And, you know what, Joe Biden, he has like 61% of Democrats don't want him to run.
Oh, no, it's higher than that now. Yeah, it's higher than that. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's all right. There's a reason, Joe. And thanks for calling. There's a reason. You're right. Something's happening. Something's going on. Because every progressive, you know, in D.C. that matters to me was like, you know, hey, we're going with Mandela Barnes. So, again, you know, great. I don't have a problem with that. I figured, yeah, he was probably going to win anyway, I thought. But anyway, I'm over it. I'm over it, because we have to win these races. Because if we don't, it just is going to get worse. And Joe's going to lead us to the next step, man. I just don't see him needing to do another term. I think the comeback on this, you know, getting Joe Manchin to snap out of it. I don't have no problems with Joe Biden, really. Well, I do. Okay. On foreign policy, and, you know, who our allies are, you know, and all that stuff. But, hey, look, you know, people call us purists when we want to do the right thing in every instance. Oh, sorry for being a purist, for wanting to make the right choice every time. Anyway, thanks for listening and calling in. And it is Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, out of Madison. Waukesha, Jeff's Guitar in Stoughton, not Waukesha, but in Waukesha. 540 AM, 101 FM. Ka-ka, the Shaw. See you next week.